Republicans are trying to increase their edge in the House of Representatives. They're targeting Georgia Congressman John Barrow. He's been described as the last white Democrat in Congress from the Deep South. Here's Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah McCammon.
At First African Baptist Church in Dublin, Georgia, a bronze plaque beside the front door says this is where a teenage Martin Luther King Jr. gave his first public speech. Standing behind the pulpit, Pastor Keith Anderson welcomes Congressman John Barrow to the service.
I'm glad, Congressman Barrow, that I don't have to sit in the Senate or in the Congress. And the only way my things get done if I get the majority to support.
Barrow is comfortable here among these traditionally Democratic African-American voters. He describes himself as a Democrat in the tradition of his father, a judge known for helping keep public schools open after desegregation. Barrow also needs African Americans to turn out on Election Day. They're a third of his district. But they're not enough to put him over the top. University of Georgia political scientist Chuck Bullock says that's why Barrow spends a lot of time trying to get white Republicans, the majority of his district, to think like this.
Yeah, I'm a Republican. But this guy Barrow, yeah, he's pretty good. He's been to our festival. I've met him. He came to our high school graduation. I'm going to make an exception.
Between church services, Barrow stops for a bite to eat in the tiny town of East Dublin.
Oh, I'll get a two-egg breakfast, scramble, hash browns, and whole wheat toast.
He chats with Jack and Diane Conley, a white couple in their 60s. They say they normally vote Republican, but they like Barrow, who's endorsed by the NRA, and how he talks about issues like gun rights.
Thank you. I take my constitution neat. I don't water it down.
Diane Conley says that's good enough for her.
I didn't vote for him last time, but I plan to this time. Because I like, you know, the more I hear, the more I like.
Barrow isn't just running against his Republican challenger, Rick Allen. In this conservative district, he has to distance himself from the National Democratic Party and the president. In this TV ad, he tosses a ball to a yellow lab and refers to an old political joke.
I'm John Barrow. Somebody once said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Well, I wouldn't wish Washington on a dog.
Barrow repeatedly portrays himself as an independent voice who's opposed the Obama administration on issues including health reform.
In fact, I voted 54% of the time with Speaker Boehner.
But Barrow is up against a well-funded Republican effort to replace him with one of their own. The conservative American Future Fund, an outside group backed by the Koch brothers, has put nearly $1 million behind Barrow's Republican challenger. Rick Allen is trying to paint Barrow as two-faced.
Barrow's lying to hide his record. In Georgia, he claims he's independent, but Barrow staunchly supported Obama.
But Democrats are hitting back with big money of their own, including more than $130,000 on a new ad this week, to try to keep Barrow in place and dash Republican hopes that this will be the year they finally turn Georgia's 12th congressional district from blue to red. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Savannah, Georgia.